I'm sure Farney didn't kill her.
What makes you say that? He had the motive and the ability to carry it through. And we've got so much evidence against him. But you say he didn't kill her and we should let him go.
When did I say we should let him go? I'm just saying we should continue with our investigations.
But why should we let it drag on so much?
Look here. Farney isn't a stupid person. If he really wanted to kill Miss Bosigmare, he wouldn't leave so much evidence behind.
Do you realise what you're saying? Farney's not a murderer because we've got 1,000 documents against him? Does that make sense to you?
It might sound strange, but yes. It's exactly what I'm thinking.
Excuse me.
What is it, Sir Carey?
It appears someone's cashed the check.
Which check?
The check that was stolen from Miss Bosogmere's apartment.
There. I knew I was right. I'll bring you the murderer in a minute.
Hey, what happened to my check?
Take a seat. I'll tell you when it's ready.
How much longer? You took care of everyone except me.
I already told you our computer system's having problems.
Look, forget it. I'll come back and cash the check later.
I'll get it fixed soon.
You've been telling me that for the past half an hour. Forget it. I'll just come back later.
Well, there's a large amount of money on your check. It was about 100 million tomen, right?
Put your hands in front of you.
Sir Carey, come here.
Yes, sir.
Bring this woman here immediately.
Who is she?
Aslan's sister-in-law.
Yes, sir. Hey, Reza.
I've told you 100 times before. You call me Captain in public, all right?
I'm sorry. That guy didn't know he killed her, did he?
No. Hurry up and go bring Miss Jalili here.
Sure thing, Captain.
So you said you're Mr. Farney's secretary's brother-in-law, correct? How did you meet Miss Bosigmare then?
I delivered a check to her once.
On whose behalf?
For Mr. Farney.
Why did you deliver it?
I worked for a courier service.
So that's how you found out about her address. Which courier do you work for?
I don't work there anymore.
Why not?
I took some money out from one of the envelopes. They told me to deliver. And they fired me. I was under a lot of pressure financially. Otherwise, I was never the type who'd do such a thing. I couldn't provide for my wife and children.
So you've got children then? And you're a drug addict too, correct?
I'm not an addict. Sometimes I smoke for fun.
Did you go stealing to pay for your living expenses or to have fun? When did you start thinking about robbing Miss Bosigmare's place?
Ever since I found out she was living alone.
How did you find that out?
My sister-in-law told me. She said she had divorced her husband and was living alone. But she was lying. Miss Bosigmare didn't even have a husband.
Of course she did. Mr. Farney was her husband.
But that was her secret husband. He would only visit her every so often. I found that out on the day I delivered that check to Miss Bosigmare. I told my sister-in-law that Mr. Farney is Miss Bosigmare's secret husband, but she kept denying it. She said Miss Bosigmare was his sister.
Why would she lie to you about that?
She lied because I told her. Now that you know that woman is your boss's secret partner, we should scare Mr. Farney and blackmail him. She tried to stop me because she didn't want to get into trouble. So she lied to me and said Miss Bosigmare is Mr. Farney's sister. But later on, I found out that my assumptions were correct and she was lying to me.
How did you find out?
When I took Mr. Faramund to Miss Bosigmare's house, he told me they weren't siblings. He said that they had a big argument in front of him. I found out right then that my sister-in-law had lied to me.
How did you enter her apartment that night?
Before that evening, I'd spent a few days watching her house to see when she would leave. I thought that since Mr. Farney was wealthy, he probably gave her a lot of money. That she might have a whole lot of jewelry and gold and money in her apartment. On the third evening I was there, I saw Miss Bosigmare leave the building with her friend. As soon as they left, I went inside.
And how did you get in? How did you get into the building?
The door to the parking hadn't closed properly yet. I squeezed my way in. There was no one in the stairway. It was completely empty. I went straight to her apartment.
How did you open the door to her apartment?
It wasn't too difficult because she hadn't locked the door. I could open it quite easily. My problems started from that moment. Wherever I looked, there was no sign of money, gold, or jewelry. Wherever I looked, I found nothing. If I had found anything sooner, I would have got out of that apartment much quicker. This would never have happened.
So it took a long time for you to find them, then?
I had to turn the whole place upside down. I was there for about an hour. I searched everywhere I could think of. I told myself maybe she doesn't keep anything in her home. I wanted to leave, but someone rang the doorbell. I was terrified. I looked at the camera. I saw that it was Mr. Farney. I wanted to get out, but I thought he might see me in the stairway or in front of the door. I stayed there, waiting for him to leave. And then he was there, outside her door. My heart was thumping. I didn't know what to do. I went and sat on the couch. I sat there so long until he finally left. I wanted to leave after Miss Stefani had left. But I felt wicked all of a sudden. I told myself to search a bit longer. I wish I hadn't stayed. I wish I'd left at that moment.
But you didn't leave?
No, I couldn't convince myself to leave empty-handed after all the trouble I'd gone to. I told myself, search for 15 more minutes. After that, leave if you don't find anything. It didn't even take 15 minutes. God bless her. She was pretty smart. She hid her money and gold in a pretty good spot. I finally found them.
Did you find the check in that same spot?
No. She'd placed the check in one of her drawers.
So why didn't you leave then?
I wanted to leave. Believe me, I wanted to leave, but just at that moment, her neighbors came outside, and I could hear them chatting and saying goodbye to all their guests.
It was so very nice seeing you guys. Yes, it would be wonderful if all of you could come by more often.
We always come here. It's your turn to be nice.
He's right, you know. We came here this time. No, but I'd love to have you over too. Oh, I cannot wait.
Let's make a plan for next Thursday right now. I'm sure
we would absolutely love to have you there.
We'll be there, don't worry.
I was waiting for them to leave so I could go. But then the elevator door opened and she came out.
Thanks again. We had a blast.
Excuse me.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good night.
I didn't know what to do. I was confused. I wanted to go hide somewhere, but I couldn't find a place to hide. I thought I could hide behind the door in her bedroom. I was thinking, how do I get out of this apartment? Then suddenly, my foot banged the door. When she heard me, she realized that someone was in the room. I was in complete shock. I really didn't know what to do. She thought Mr. Stefani was there.
Fahad, I know you're here. Leave my house. Fahad, I don't want to cause a racket here.
I kept praying to God to show me a way out of there, but there was no way out. I suddenly saw her come into the room. I was hiding behind the door. I wanted to sneak out while she had her back to me. I didn't want her to see my face. But she was standing in the way. I pushed her so I could have room to get away from there. That's all. I swear to God, it was just a gentle shove, Captain. I just wanted to have enough room in front of me so I could leave. I didn't kill her. Maybe someone came inside after me and killed her. I just pushed her gently so I could leave. That's all.
That gentle push caused her to fall and fatally hit her head on the edge of the bed frame.
I swear to God, I didn't want to kill her. I swear I didn't kill her.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Tell the team to get ready. We're going to go to Miss Bozogmer's apartment with a suspect to reconstruct the murder scene.
Yes, sir.
One mincemeat kebab, one yogurt and olives. Please take care of their order for me.
How long does it take you to wash your hands? Your kebab's getting cold. You won't be able to eat it. Here we go.
Wow, look at that. Why did you get so much?
Oh, no, it's not a lot. Here you go.
What is it?
Nothing. I hadn't seen you in a while. I really missed you a lot.
Eat your food.
I will. I love watching you eat. Have some of this.
Oh, wow, I was so thirsty.
Bon appétit, my lady.
Summoner, darling, don't eat it with your bread. I've ordered plenty of kebabs. You've got to eat it all.
Why so much, Ismail? We can't even finish the ones here.
You and your teeny-weeny stomach.
Couldn't you get an earlier appointment with the doctor?
Hmm?
Couldn't you get an earlier appointment with the doctor this week?
Hmm.
I knew you'd call them and check to see whether I'd gotten an appointment.
I'm worried about you. Did I upset you?
No. Eat your food.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. Hang on, I'll clean it. Leave it. Here you go, sweetheart. What's wrong?
My head's spinning.
Are you okay?
I don't feel well, Ismail.
What happened, Summoner? Hey, sir! What was in the kebabs you gave us? It made my fiancée sick!
What's wrong, sir?
Come look at her!
Madam?
Summoner.
Madam!
That's enough, man. Stop calling her. How long has it been since your meat expired?
It hasn't expired, sir. It's the same kebabs that everyone else has been eating. There's nothing wrong
with
it.
Why did she get sick if there's nothing wrong with it? Hey, where do you think you're going, huh? Where do you think you're going? Get down from here! Huh?
Hey, you. Watch how you talk to my father.
Leave
I'm
him
telling
alone.
You, man.
Leave
get
him
lost.
Alone.
Get out of here.
Go call an ambulance. Go call them. Don't worry, sir. Don't worry, sir.
Let go of me, man. Go bring us a glass of water.
Do you need any help, sir?
Sit down. Stay where you are. Summoner. Summoner? Hey, you! You'd better hope nothing happens to my fiancé, otherwise I'll burn this place down, I'm telling you! Summoner. Does anyone here know where the closest hospital is?
There's a medical center a couple of intersections away from here.
Summoner.
Miss Farney, come outside. You're free to go.
message.
Farhad, we've been busted. They've arrested Adib. And the stupid jerk gave both of us away. I'm gonna leave the country. They're looking for you, too. Farhad, try to escape before they come after you.
That's just the entree. Don't fill up on it. The main meal's on its way.
Thank you very much. Weren't we supposed to not talk until we get to Dubai?
There's no one here. Here, give the passports together so we can sit next to each other.
You went back and forth so much last time that everyone was surprised. They were like, why don't these two just stand next to each other if they got so much to talk about? Why did you reject my calls?
Because I wanted you to stay with me for dinner. But I'm always alone. I've always been alone in this house, haven't I? I should be able to take care of my own problems.
It doesn't make a difference to you. Whether they're young or old, you're the type of woman who can't be trusted.
Oh, you're so unfair. You're so cruel. Is that what you should be saying about your wife? I'll put it in a different way. You might rely on someone because you haven't got a place to live in. Someone who turns out to have no morals or principles whatsoever.
If you come near my wife or kids, I'll kill you. And I won't even think about the consequences.
Actually, I was fooled by your charming words at the beginning, too. I decided not to think about where I'd end up. But now that we've reached the end, I'm thinking about it. I have to think about it. I think about it every day, Farhad. Why don't you come here? I don't want to keep wishing for us to go to the movies together. What about you? You came after me so that you could throw accusations at me and then go off and live happily with your wife and children? You're so cruel. You're so cruel. I'm going to let God deal with you from here on out.
What's the matter?
Salmone isn't home yet.
What do you mean? Where did she go?
She was supposed to go and try on her dress.
You're telling me now? Why didn't you tell me sooner?
I keep telling myself she'll be here soon. I didn't want to worry you for nothing. Oh, dear God. Her cell phone is switched off. What am I going to do? Where should I go looking for her?
Have you called Tahereh and Zainab?
I called them, but she wasn't there. She always tells me when she goes to their places. She's never been out this late.
She might be with Ismail.
I doubt it. She doesn't even talk to him. Oh, God. Oh, God, please help us.
Azem, how are you?
Hi, is someone
here with you, Ismail?
No. Is something the matter, Kazem? Did you happen to see her today? I haven't seen her in a long time. Will you tell me what's wrong or not, Kazem? I'm getting scared here. It's nothing, goodbye.
She wasn't with him either?
No. But I don't know if he's telling the truth.
What do you mean?
I'm going to the police station.
Wait, let me go with you.
No, stay home. Samane might come or call the home number. Please stay.
Oh, Samane, Samane. Samane. Where's my darling daughter? Samane be. Oh God, please say she's okay. Please, I'm praying. Oh, please. Hello?
Why won't Kazem answer my phone calls?
Where's Samane?
I don't know, Ismail. She hasn't come home yet. We're worried about her too.
But where has she gone? Why isn't she home yet?
She went to her friend's home to try on a dress, but she hasn't returned.
Give the phone to Kazem.
He's not here. He's gone to the police. He's going to tell them they have to search for her.
Hey, Mum, keep me posted if you hear any news. I'll be up all night.
All right, Ismail. I'll call you. Goodbye, Ismail. Dear Lord, please give my daughter back. Oh, please help me find my baby, please.
Thank you.
میارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی یوسف تخ چاهم بمونه ناتنینی شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه آدم که با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره قربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تمام قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی